Hi, it's Elise.
Hey, y'all, it's Kaylin.
And this is season 3, episode 2 of A Wild and Mindful Mess. Yay! So exciting! Ooh, we took a week off. I needed a week off.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did. So we took that week off, but I'm back and better than ever. I don't know than ever, but you know, I'm okay. I'm better than last week. We asked some of our followers if they need advice or had any questions or any debates going on, and we would discuss those on this episode. So we have some responses. We'll get to as many of them as we can in this time. So what is number one, Kaylin?
Advice on a guy who doesn't return favors. He's being selfish. Ha ha.
In the sexual way, I assume.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I could tell you what I did.
What did you do?
I just stopped doing it.
Really?
Hell yes. Not the whole situation, just the favor part of it.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Well, so, did you enjoy giving oral sex before?
It depends.
Because I'm assuming that's what she's talking about.
Yes. So okay. Let's just assume she's talking about that. And yeah. So for me, if I wasn't getting it, then I stopped giving it.
Why?
Because I wasn't getting it. Why should I give it if I'm not getting it?
Why did you ever give it in the first place?
Because I'm a giver. Are you shocked? Now I don't. Now don't get me wrong here. Okay. Since I have started dating, oh, hell no. Not every guy will get it at all. You have to prove to me that you are worthy of such hard work. So yes, it's, you know, I just think that you can return the favor. And if you don't, then I'm not going to provide that service.
Okay. I guess for me, it's like, did you perform oral sex because you felt obligated, because you enjoy it, because you enjoy that your partner enjoys it? Why is it that you ever did it anyway? I guess what I'm asking.
I did it because my partner enjoys it. And then eventually, let me say this, you should openly communicate your wants and needs and desires. Okay. So If I say, hey, how come you never do it for me, and nothing ever changes, then I'm a stop.
Okay.
I'm a stop. And then miraculously after a while, guess what happens?
Even if you enjoy performing oral sex, you would still stop if they wouldn't return the favor.
If I asked them to return the favor and they still didn't, then yes, I would stop.
Interesting.
Cause I am tired of selfish men. So
funny you say that.
Yeah, I'm just over it. You know what? I know what I want. And if you're not going to give it to me, see ya. Because there's 20 million guys that will.
I think it's funny because if a man were to say that to a woman, we would jump their ass. If they were to be like, well, if you're not going to give me head, then you can pretty much leave. Like, we would lose our damn mind.
I wouldn't. It has to be like this. I do this for my woman all the time. I asked her to do it for me. She never did it. So I just, you know, if that's not something we're going to do for each other, then all right, then I'm not going to do it. I don't think I would get mad at him. I would say, okay, you communicated your wants. It is what it is.
I think that it should be more like, so you communicate it. Like, let's say that, I ask why don't you return the favor? And it's like, I just don't want to. If not, because I'm not I'm attracted to you. Okay. I just don't enjoy it.
Okay.
So
I think I don't have to enjoy it anymore. That's cool. We can both unenjoy it.
Okay. See, I disagree with that because if I'm not going to put your penis in my mouth unless I want to. Okay. Let's just make that clear.
That's true.
I'm not going to perform oral sex unless it's something that I want to do. Now, whether that be because I want to do it or because I enjoy that my partner enjoys it, either way, it's because I want to and he wants to, basically. So if my partner didn't want to return the favor and I ask him, like, you know, why don't you ever do this? And he's like, I don't like doing that. I would be like, okay. So if you're not comfortable with that, I respect the fact that you don't want to do it. And as long as it's not like it's because you see a problem with me and you're still attracted to me, then I'm okay with that because I respect that you just don't enjoy that and we can move on. Like, that's how I see it.
I mean, yes. Okay. So if he says, I really don't like it. And, you know, I understand, you know, if you don't want to do it for me anymore because I don't like doing it for you, then I respect that too. Or if she's totally okay with still doing it and not getting anything back. But the question was, clearly she wants it.
That's fine. Then she could probably pack her stuff up and find another
guy
who will. Because if that's something that you need in a relationship, then you need to find someone who enjoys that as well. Because I think that it's kind of manipulative to say, I enjoy performing oral sex. I enjoy that you enjoy it, but I'm not going to respect that you don't enjoy it. You don't enjoy performing oral sex yourself. So I'm not going to respect that. And instead I'm going to hold out on you and kind of manipulate you.
I don't think it's manipulating. I think it's just like, not for me. I asked, I communicated my wants
with the intention of them changing their mind though.
No, what if he never told you he didn't like it?
Well, then you've missed step number one, which is to communicate.
Right. So for me, it was, how come you never, no response, and then nothing changed. So I was like, meh, all right, fine. I wasn't manipulating it. Obviously didn't like it. I didn't like doing it. I'm not a huge fan of it to begin with.
Then don't do it. Then you shouldn't be doing it. That's my thing is, like, if you're not comfortable with it, you don't enjoy it, then don't feel obligated to do it. And that goes for a man or a woman. Like, you should never feel obligated to perform any kind of sexual act.
I agree with that.
So if you don't like it, don't do it. And if your partner enjoys pleasing you, they'll continue doing it without an issue.
Yes.
But if they have to be pleased themselves, then, and they don't respect your needs and your boundaries, then I feel like maybe they're just kind of a shitty person. Just saying. Because that's a little harsh.
Like, I guess it depends though.
You have to respect people's boundaries. And I mean, like, that needs to be respected.
It just depends.
From both ways. Like, you can either it's not right for him to hold out on me because I don't want to perform oral sex. Not because there's anything wrong with him, just because I don't enjoy it. Like, let's say that's the case. I don't enjoy it. If he were to say, okay, well, then we're just not going to have sex anymore until, you know. Like, since you don't enjoy that, I'm not going to do things that I enjoy. Like, that is manipulative because now he's holding out something that he enjoyed for the sole fact that I don't return the favor.
Yeah, but it depends. It's situational. So, like, in my case, say I didn't really like doing it to begin with at all. It was just not my favorite, actually. And then I started to absolutely hate it, but I still did it. And then I asked, and then nothing happened. I stopped. I wasn't manipulating. I was just like, okay, then I don't feel like I have to do this anymore.
But you did step one wrong, which was doing something that you didn't enjoy doing yourself.
At the very beginning, it wasn't terrible.
So it's like, if people could respect each other's sexual boundaries, I feel like this would be a lot easier to navigate.
because then it's like nobody feels obligated to do anything.
You nobody have to feels- be, but this is assuming that people communicate. Men well, sometimes.
Like, yeah, exactly. Assume people communicate, which is step one. So they communicated it, which was the fact that they said, there's nothing wrong. It's not a you problem. It's just that I simply don't like it. I've met guys like this who yeah, don't.
And that's fine. That's fine. I completely respect a man that says, if he came out from jump, just to let you know, I've never been a fan, you know, blah, 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 blah. Then you know what? That's good. Thank you. I know there's nothing wrong with me. I'm not feeling like you're just taking me for granted. Whatever. That's understandable. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times it doesn't work like that. A lot of times you say something and they don't say shit back to you. And you're just like, well, okay. And that has nothing to do with manipulation. It just is to do with like, eventually, if you have a very selfish lover to begin with, and then the work that you put into it, you start to get resentful because you're putting in all the work.
No.
You don't want to.
The manipulative part is when you stop doing something that you enjoy because they wouldn't do something that you also enjoyed.
Okay. Yeah.
That's the part that I'm talking about that is manipulative because now you're depriving yourself because you feel deprived. So you're like, in a way,
only if you like doing it.
Yes.
To begin with.
That's my whole point, is that sexual boundaries need to be clear, need to be respected on all fronts, which is why, like how, I, like when I started this was that if a man were to say this to us, people would be pissed. And that's very true. Like I have seen that so many times. And it's like, you even said, like, I'm so tired, like of men who don't want to, like, just selfish men in general. Like there is really a stigma behind this that just irritates me because it comes with the whole, like how we're allowed to say this and defend it with our stance, which is normally and very, like, it is very normal to be like, well, I'm not going to do it then. That's what I asked my friend this same exact question. And she said the same thing. She was like, well, I just wouldn't do it. Like, I know I used to think the same way. And then it was like, once I really started thinking about it, it was like, okay, well, no, because I just need to respect that boundary. Because if someone were to say that to me, it would piss me off. But it's like, that goes, the whole thing is, if you don't want to do it, don't do it. You yourself don't feel obligated to perform any kind of sexual acts on anyone ever.
But again, like it's very situational. Like, I get what you're saying and I respect that. And I agree with that in a relationship that's open communication.
You said we were assuming they communicated.
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. You said assuming that they communicate. You said assuming kidding. That they communicate.
Yes. Okay. So assuming they communicate.
Because then that's step one.
That's something right. that you have to talk about and you have to be okay with in yourself.
Okay? Like, this is the only hurdle that you have in your relationship, is this part right here.
If that's the only hurdle, then, you know, you ain't got it too bad, sister. But, but assuming that there's no communication and you come from a situation like mine,
then they don't need to be worrying about sucking penises and eating vagina, and they need to focus on communication in their relationship. So
right.
I think that's a priority issue.
Like, right. So, so I just feel very personally about this, just because, you know, I just feel like with zero communication, even though you are a communicator, I'm going to move on because I feel personally invested in this, in my own situation, okay. My own past situation, that was, you know, my ex had zero communication with me in every single part of our lives, every single part. So, anyway, let's move on to the next one.
Okay. Not letting emotions heavily impact your relationship. Let's skip that one and we'll go to this one.
Okay.
Part-time relationship. This one's a good one. Part-time relationship, dating exclusively, but only seeing them once a week. She said that she's had no takers.
I mean, you know what you want. So there will be someone that matches you on that. I don't think that's wrong. I think it's hard to be with someone all the time. I think especially when you're used to your space, when you need your space, when you're an introvert and you need to recharge. Yeah.
She needs a soldier.
Yes. Or, you know, some, maybe a truck driver or someone in sales. Just do that. Like a pilot, contractor, yeah. A flight attendant, you know, someone that isn't going to be there all of the time. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the
exist. Guys.
Yes, they do. And that's exactly where you need to go. So look for those men in the, or girls, whatever, or they, or them.
Plentyoffish.com is probably a good one to find someone in the military. Not that I'm speaking from experience, but maybe I am. So
yeah,
they may be married. So check that. But yes,
but so that's our advice. Look for someone that has a career where they're not home all the time. And then you're win-win.
That's like a really ideal situation, actually.
Yeah, it is. Or doctor, even a doctor.
I saw my military. I feel like you see them way less.
I only dated a military person once, and he was out of the military by then. But by God, what a bastard!
Same. But not all military guys are like that. By the way,
no.
Some are fantastic and amazing. Women too.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
But these two just happen to be bastards.
100%. Yes.
I'm when to call it quits in a relationship. Oof.
Ooh. Oof. Is this a marriage or just dating? Do we know?
Marriage.
Oh, fuck.
But let's just say that it's a relationship in general, because I feel like this is something that
there's a difference to me, though. A marriage and a relationship, like a dating relationship, calling it quits is a huge deal. It's bigger when it's marriage, I feel.
And with kids.
Yes. Oh my God. And with kids.
So you can be not married with kids.
Yes, true.
So with or without kids, I feel like it's probably your biggest attachment there.
Yes.
So let's say that there's kids involved.
Well,
communication is key. Again, you have to tell your partner. This is one thing, because we're in marriage counseling, and this is the one thing that our therapist, or he's a psychologist, so do I call him a doctor? I don't know. He has a doctorate, but anyway. So our therapist always says that communication is very, very key, along with intimacy, but not sexual intimacy. But the big thing there is to always communicate with your partner, which is a problem for me.
What? Shut up. You're the biggest communicator I know.
Marcus is actually worse.
Oh, for fuck's sake. How do you guys even have conversations?
Because we don't talk about each other.
Yeah.
We talk about other things.
Yeah.
So it's easier, but you have to have intimacy when it comes to your relationship. And that's like closeness. So he says that one important thing is to spend time talking about things outside of your family, outside of your finances, and outside of your marriage.
I've heard that when you go out on, like, say you and Marcus go out to dinner, mm-hmm. you should pretend like it's a first date.
Yeah. There's like this exercise that he has to do. And the whole thing is basically like calling it quits. It's more like, if someone is not willing to change, then good luck, because it's going to feel unhealthy at that point. It's going to take a toll on your health. But like our therapist says, that the one thing is always appreciating the other person's mind, appreciating who they are and loving who they are beyond yourself, which is really hard when you think about it.
Yeah.
So if that stuff doesn't exist, then it might be time for you to reconsider things for your own sanity and well-being. But I think that takes two, and I don't know when to call it quits either. Like, I feel like, you know, for me, my biggest thing is trust. If I can't trust you, then I can't be with you. If I can't trust you, I can't be your friend. But now I've pretty much
devalued trust and why I use it and put it on this such a tall pedestal, I guess, because.
Oh, really?
But like, you have to evaluate yourself in an honest way. Like, because I can point the finger just on a, like, pick a day. You know, you have those days, like me and you have those days where everything I say to you is going to just be like, and like, I'll have those days with my mom. I'll have those days with my friends. Like, I'll have those days with Marcus. And it's like, you know, sometimes what that person says is just not, it just ain't what you want to hear. You know, it's just not it. And I can point the finger all day long at someone else, but to really sit back and take accountability and responsibility for where I go wrong is hard, but it's very necessary. So I do advise doing that part first.
Yeah. Okay. For me, I would say when to call it quits is when the one you've tried every single possible thing you could, when it comes to being in marriage.
Yeah.
Is you try everything you possibly could. You want to be able to lay your head down at night knowing that you tried all you could. Except for obviously if it's an abusive relationship, please get out. Don't try anything, just get out safely. But in the general scheme of things, I've always taken it to, you know, have I tried therapy for myself? Have I tried marriage counseling? Have I tried going out on dates? Have I, you know, so if I put in all I could and it's still not working, it's time. And you have to see, like, a lot of people stay together because of the kids, which couldn't be a worse idea.
Right.
You know,
agreed.
Divorce is hard. And trust me, divorce with a kid is hard. And I know this for a fact. And I mean, Kay, you've heard me talk about this and be upset about it. It's fucking hard and it's hard from a kid. But my daughter would never have known what a healthy relationship looks like. She would have never known what it was like for, you know, her mom to be loved in any way. And that's really sad. And she would have had a sad mom. And, you know, it's, even though it can be hard at times, and it is, it's better.
Yeah. You have to see ahead, like see beyond your right now circumstance. Like when I got divorced, I didn't have a kid, obviously, but, for me, I would always think, where do I see myself in 10 years? And is that possible being married to who I'm married to right now? Will I regret ending this relationship right now if I do it? Did I regret it a month down the road? Yes, I did, because it was hard. It was very, very hard. Did I regret it, you know, months out of that? I still regretted it because it made my life hard. But in the future, I knew that I couldn't have the happiness that I wanted and the life that I wanted and the contentment that I wanted with my current husband at the time. There was no way. Like, I had to see beyond the hardships that were immediate and kind of get over them, because that part's only that season is temporary.
Yeah.
I mean, there's going to be some shit that you've got to deal with after the fact because of the kid, but overall, at least your health isn't at stake. I mean, marriage is hard. Divorce is hard.
It's very hard.
I think the one thing that he told us to answer was why we loved each other. Like, why do you want to love someone in a relationship? What are things that you want to love about them? This is an exercise for anyone listening. So for you, what is it that you want to love about your partner?
You want me to answer it?
Yes. Oh. You're just like shaking your head like you're in church in the front row. How many times do I have to say it? She needs an example.
Let me give you some examples.
What is it that you would like to love about your...
I would like to love the... his sense of humor.
Okay.
His intelligence, his kindness, a drive.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's all I can think of at the top of my head. His love of his creativity, his love of music and arts, and his passion.
Okay. So now I want you to think of a person that you have loved in a relationship. It could be any relationship that you've had.
Okay.
Any romantic relationship that you've had. And what is something that you've loved about them?
Creativity.
Okay. Give me another one. Because you just listed like 10 things that you wanted to love. So now you tell me 10, like tell me three things that you have loved about someone that you remember.
Creativity. Kindness, no drive, intelligence. There you go. Three.
Okay. So for me, when I did this, when I was thinking about my future husband, I would say, like, when I thought about Marcus back then, I would say, I love his intelligence. His mind is brilliant. He challenged me in so many different ways because of his intelligence, his dedication to learning, to showing up, like to just being good at whatever it is that he's doing. Then when I answered, why do I love him right now? Give me something that I love about him now. And it was that he is a stable force in our family. Wrong answer. The difference is that in the beginning, I loved something that was individually about him only, without me attached to him. And now, as time has gone on, my love can only be centered around what he provides for me.
Uh-huh.
And that's wrong. So a really in-depth, that was just like a shortcut way of like one of the things that you can do to kind of step back and reflect on your marriage and just how you yourself show up, I guess, is to kind of shift it into things that aren't self-centered and self-serving, not meaning that in a bad way, but yep, that you want to love your spouse as an individual person and not what they provide for you,
yep,
because that's not their job. Their job is to be who they are, and you as their other person is supposed to appreciate those things about them, and vice versa. Like the one thing that Marcus said is that he loved my spirituality and my empathy. And when he asked what he loved about me now, he said, it's my honesty and my empathy. And so he passed and I failed, but I was the one who was saying that shit was wrong. So it was really interesting and very humbling because I thought that I was right. You know, I'm right. You're the one who needs work. You better pay attention, Marcus. He's talking to you. And then I was like, oh,
oops.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry, honey. I'm so sorry. So it is like, you know, and I think that's something that I've learned too as I've gotten older. Like, you didn't seem surprised when I said that. But for me, in my first marriage, I never thought of it like that. It was like, he provided for our family, even though it was just me and him, and he went to work, you know, everything was around what, you know, made things easier for us. Like our contribution to our relationship was very team oriented and not individual. And you can't lose yourself in your relationship at all.
Yeah.
You have to remain an individual, I guess. So,
right. I agree. That's why I passed.
Yeah, you did. Whatever.
Yep.
She's lying.
I just know here's why I know, because I want to be loved for who I am.
You're right. You have a very, your insight into love is very imaginative, I think, and very magical and romantic. Cause I don't know that I'm like that at all. I think so. Yeah. Like you're very like you want romance and like those kinds of things. Whereas for me, those aren't, that would make me feel uncomfortable. I can tell you that right now.
What, romance? Yeah, it doesn't like have that to be like ridiculous. You know what? I just want to be told that, you know, when I have gotten ready for something, my hair is done, my makeup's done, and I have something nice out, I want to be told I look pretty.
You get ready every day.
I get, and
So you want me to tell you you're pretty every day?
I'm sorry. Did we decide to date?
Yeah, I thought we were exclusive. I see you once a week. This works. This is perfect.
No, I just want to be told that. Yes, I get ready now, but I wasn't like that before. It was barely. So when I did, I want to be told I love you. I want to be hugged when I cry. I want.
Or you could just quit crying. I'm just kidding. Sorry. I crack myself up. Okay.
Anyway. Oh, is it funny that I have emotions that you don't?
I do. I cry. You've seen me cry.
Yeah, I know. But I don't give you shit about it. That's all right. The next time I cry, I'm just going to be like, no, I'm not crying, bitch.
I always used to cry with you, but now I'm medicated and I don't cry. My eyes don't make water, I don't think, anymore.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. So I just want, or a nice, like, just a, like maybe a nice note sometimes about like how much I mean to him. Doesn't have to be over the top romance. I just want to be seen.
My favorite things is to leave a sticky note pad and a marker in the bathroom.
Well, I was not seen for a long time and that's what I want. So if that means I'm dumb and magical, then I guess so, but hopefully someone matches that with me.
I didn't say you were dumb. You just made that up. Y'all heard that. She just made that up. I made it sound like this beautiful fairy tale. And you're like, if that makes me dumb,
but with magical, my
beautiful fairy tale. No, I think that's awesome. Like,
but magical also can be like a fairy tale, like not real life, unrealistic.
Fairy tales are realistic,
but I'd like to think that my standards are pretty realistic. I mean, I'm not asking much.
They are. They're just very romantic. And that's what when I think of romance, I think of magical, like Cinderella romance. Like that's how it is to me. But I don't think that that's dumb at all. I think that like, I like that. Like, I like that you like that, but for me, it wouldn't work, but I love it. I think that it is so sweet and it's just so nice. And I love that, but I couldn't accept that. Like that couldn't be for me, but I don't think that it's dumb. I really like it. So like it. Don't be acting like I called you dumb.
Do like it. I do want it. I want someone to grow with me. I want someone to challenge me to grow. I have yet to have a partner to challenge me to grow. It's always been me doing that. I want someone to challenge me. So I hope we answered your question, your questions. We'll do another one of these soon. And, you know, we'll answer some more questions. I really like this one.
I do too.
So we're sponsored by my forthcoming book, Love Her, Leave Her Wild. Oh, Ruby's Rainbow. That's an organization that raises money to send adults with Down syndrome to college. And Dear Mom, an organization that supports mothers with children with Down syndrome. Please like, rate, review our podcast on Apple Podcasts. It would be amazing, especially because Crazy Town keeps giving me ones. And I think that's all I needed to do. If you want to submit anything, questions, device, anything that is going on in your life, www.loveherleaveherwild.com, all one word. Until next time, peace.
Bye.